So maybe you can talk about this 33-year-old lady that you took care of.
I had this clinic day last week, which was a bit unusual. I had three new patients, and two of them were under 50, never-smoking women who came in saying, "And my tests were all negative, other than my PD-L1 was relatively high." And they both had brain metastases. One had had whole brain radiation before she came to see me. That was this patient, the 33-year-old. The other one was supposed to start it the next day, and so I paused it for the one who was about to start it so we could get the mutation testing back. And that's that patient with ALK I just mentioned earlier. This other one is this 33-year-old woman, and so she still had tissue left. So we went ahead and sent it off to Foundation Medicine, and there are a lot of good NGS companies now. So Foundation and Caris and Guardant, and we have in-house, a lot of places have their own in-house. So I don't want to be brand specific with that, but we ended up sending it to Foundation for her. And it came back, and she had an intermediate tumor mutation burden but did not have a driver mutation. And so I've got a 33-year-old woman, never smoker, with widely metastatic adenocarcinoma of the lung, which is, of course, unusual but seen, no driver mutation, and high PD-L1 of 80%. And so she's someone where pembrolizumab alone would be a reasonable answer, but she has a pretty high tumor burden. And I'm just still, even though we didn't find the driver, she's just someone where it doesn't feel like the pembrolizumab alone is necessarily going to truly hit a high enough response rate. I think there's enough other data suggesting that that subgroup of patients is not going to benefit as much from the single agent. So she's the one where I did recommend doing the three-drug regimen. I knew she would tolerate it, and I thought it would increase her responses. But there was a lot of debate about that.
You mentioned increased toxicity, but is it your take that you kind of see the individual two toxicities just at the same, on the same patient?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think the combination of chemo plus the checkpoint inhibitors is sort of 1 + 1 = 2. But when you look at the tyrosine kinase inhibitors plus the checkpoint inhibitors, it's 1 + 1 = 3 or 4. And why? I don't know that we have a good answer for it. I mean, there's a lot of theories behind what's happening with PD-L1 expression relative to tyrosine kinase drugs or how they may be interfering in the immune system. Otherwise, I don't think we have enough of an answer to do anything other than hand wave right now.
Although, I mean, you do see pneumonitis with TKIs, and I don't actually, I guess that's sort of a direct, quote, drug effect and not an immune pneumonitis, I imagine.
Well, I mean, pneumonitis is an inflammation, so it is triggering an immune inflammation, whether you can look at it as, well, it's related to the drug, but that's the etiology. They still respond to steroids.
Right.